Om Shanti. There was once a man, and he was in search of truth. He was seeking the truth and running from pillar to post, going from one place to another, meeting different saints and meeting different gurus. Each and every day he would go to new place, each and every day he would seek new people, new persons, so that they could take him to God. He was young, in his 20s, and he was deeply interested in realizing God. He was as if thirsty for God realization, for self realization, to seek the ultimate truth of life, to seek the ultimate truth. So he was searching every day, and by evening again he would come back to his village exhausted, fatigued, and without anything in his hands. And he was getting frustrated. What to do? Where to seek God? How to seek God? Where to find him? And one day, near his own village, he finds an old man sitting. And he goes to him. He thinks that probably this man might tell me the way towards God realization. He goes to that old man and he tells him, and he pleads rather, "Please, O Lord, tell me, what is the way to realize God?" So old man says, "I will tell you the address of one person. Probably that person would be your guru, and that master of yours would tell you the way towards God realization." And then that old man gives him complete description of his master, of that guru. He tells him that your guru would be like this. Your guru would be sitting under one tree. Your guru would be, that tree would be like this. Such trees, such color, fruit, such leaves. Everything about, each and every detail about that tree, that old man tells. And that young man gets so excited. It's so happy that he ultimately got to know that there is some person whom I have to search, and who is sitting under a tree, and once I meet that person would 100% take me towards the kingdom of God. And even without wasting a single minute, that young man goes away from there, and he starts his quest, his search for God, his search for that, his master. So he spends a lot of time in searching. Almost 30 years he keeps on searching his master. 30 years, not a small time. He keeps on searching. He moves, roams around. Wherever he feels that this might be the place, some pilgrimage place, he goes there. But to his surprise or to his disheartenment, he finds that person is not there. That old man, that guru sitting under the tree, that tree leaves like this, color like this, fruit like this. All the description given by the old man. With that vision in his mind, he searches, but he cannot find. And ultimately, after 30 years, he grows very weary and he comes back to his own village. And whilst he is coming back, he sees this is the same old man sitting there. And he feels, this old man had given me the description of the same tree, where the same old man is sitting. Is it the same master that this old man was talking of? Is he himself that master? And he rushes towards that old man and he asks him, "Are you the same master? Is this the same tree? Is this the same? Because I see that these are the same leaves, same fruit which you had described. And you also look like the same person. Are you the same?" He says, "Yes, I am the same." Then the young man says, "Then why did you waste my 30 years? I have been searching you only." The old man says, "I told you everything, but you had no time to see. Or rather, you are saying, I wasted your 30 years, you wasted my 30 years. Because I have been waiting for you for 30 years, that one day you will come. Otherwise, I would have left this body long back. I am waiting for you. Now I have to give you all the teachings of 30 years in a very small time, and I have no time. I can leave this mortal coil any moment. So So I am waiting for you, not you. Baba says, I am waiting for you for last 500 years, 5000 years. You have met me now, but I am waiting for you from last 5000 years. Now I will have to give you accumulated love of 5000 years. Now I will have to give you that cumulative love of 5000 years. In a very short span. In 12 years, 5 years, whatever. Such a beautiful statement. Probably heard for the first time. That Bap Dada will have to give accumulated love of 5000 years to you long lost and now found children. Such a beautiful description. Nobody has ever imagined that God would come one day and He will give us that entire love, whatever He has. And Baba said, this love would never get reduced. This love would never get reduced. Inexhaustible love this is. And Baba has to give this love to each and every child. So don't think that Baba doesn't love me. Baba loves those who have come earlier. Baba loves children from particular country, particular religion, or those who have got particular beliefs. Not like that. He loves everyone. His love is for everyone. Scripture says, Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnamevava, Shishyate. He is the ocean of perfection. If you take out perfection out of it, what remains is perfect. He is the ocean of love. If you take out the entire love from that ocean of love, even though what remains still is the ocean of love. He is oceanic in love. He is oceanic in virtues. Such is His glory. So, we begin yesterday's Murli. In all, Baba has given us 10 different types of self-respect in yesterday's Murli. First part, 24th March 1983. Baba has given us 10 different types of self-respect or swamans. First, Baba has come to meet those children who have constant zeal and enthusiasm. This is our first swaman or first self-respect. We are those children who have got perennial zeal and zest and enthusiasm. Abundant zeal, abundant zest, abundant enthusiasm. Never ever in our lives we go into that stage of despair or despondency, that stage of depression or frustration. Our enthusiasm is always bubbling. We are always those animated creatures. We are always those lively souls. We are always filled with that sense of vivacity. We are those bubbling spirits. Such a great swaman. That I am the one who is filled with constant zeal and enthusiasm. My enthusiasm would never dwindle down. It will always wane and wane and wane. It will never wax. It will never go down. No matter what happens. No matter what the situation may bring. But God has said that you have constant zeal and enthusiasm. So I am the one who has constant zeal and enthusiasm. This is the first swaman Baba gave in yesterday's Murli. Second, you are the ones who celebrate double meeting with Bap Dada. And both of those meetings are sweet. Both of the meetings are sweet. What are those double meetings which we celebrate with? Baba has not come to talk. Baba has not come to speak Murli. Baba has not come to narrate Murli this time. Baba said, Baba has come to meet you. Baba has come to celebrate the meeting with His children because you had that sweet complaint that Baba did not meet us through words. So that's why Baba has come to today to meet you. He has not come to give lecture or sermon or narrate Murli. He has just come to meet. Meeting with God. This meeting with God, a secret meeting with God, a tryst with God. So two types of meetings. There are three types of meetings. First, before coming to Murli, we will discuss what are the different types we meet with Baba. First is in incorporeal world. That is the first type of meeting. Second type of meeting is in the subtle world. Third type of meeting is in the corporeal world. Now in the corporeal world, there are different types of meetings. First meeting was when Brahma Baba was in corporeal form. That was the first type of meeting in the corporeal. Only few fortunate soul had got that fortune of meeting him when Shiva Baba used to descend in his body, and that was one type of meeting. Second type of meeting is when Bab Dada both come in the body of Dadi Gulzar and we meet him. These are the two types. There are two further. One meeting in Madhuban, one out of Madhuban. One meeting is we are straight, direct in front of Bab Dada when we are meeting him, maybe we are seeing him on screen or like that. In center or out of Madhuban. There are few other meeting. One meeting is at Amrit Vela when we meet with Baba. Other meeting is throughout the day. One meeting is when we are conscious. Another meeting is in dreams. Sometimes we get dreams when Baba comes in our dreams. That is also meeting, though in dreams, but that is also type of meeting. So that is also meeting. In this Murli, Baba has talked about two types of meeting. One meeting is in the subtle world, other meeting is in the corporeal world. What is the difference in the two meetings? Arvind bhai, what is the difference between the two meetings? One is, this is physical world, there are limitation of time and there is a dimension of medium. So there is a limitation of time here. There it is a temporal meeting. In English, there is a, in science, in physics, there is a word which is known as a temporal. A temporal means unrelated to time. Here you can meet for any length of time. You can sit in subtle world for any length of time. Nobody is there to tell you move ahead or move back. There are no seats there where it is written reserved. Nothing like that. There are nobody volunteers moving around to make you come on, get up. You are sitting on the wrong place. This is not your seat. This is for VIP. So you can sit anywhere. You can sit at any time. There are no space limitations. Any number of children can sit there. Here, those who are Madhuban Nivasis, they should not come because already 30,000 have come down. So there are instructions, such instructions are not there. Or those who are sitting in Diamond Hall, they are requested to go to conference hall because there is no enough space. Such instructions are not there. There is no limitation of space, there is no limitation of time, there is no limitation of persons. So this is an unlimited ground that is. And that is the meaning of the subtle world. That is one. Here, there is a limitation of medium. There is no limitation of medium. You can go on and on and on. Here, there is a waiting. Here, there is a turn system. There is no turn system there. There is no waiting there. You can go any time. You can sit any time. In the dead of the night, you can go and sit. And nobody will tell you anything, give you any lecture or class. So, that is one. So, Baba said, but both meetings are sweet. So second Soman is, we are those children who celebrate double meeting with Bab Dada, double sweet meetings with Bab Dada. This is the second. Third, Brahma Baba is intervening here and he is saying, sustenance, two types of sustenance. There are children who received sustenance of corporeal Brahma and now you receive sustenance of subtle Brahma. But it is the sparkle of your intellect. It is the magic of your intellect. It is the proof of love that you experience in the subtle corporeal Brahma. In the subtle body of Brahma, now in the subtle Brahma you experience that Sakar Brahma. So this is the sparkle of your intellect, this is the magic of your intellect, this is the proof of love. So we are those souls, even though we were not there in those Sakar days, but still now in the subtle world, in the subtle Brahma, we experience Sakar Brahma. So this is the magic of intellect. This is the third Soman. Fourth Samvat, we are the Dilruba, beloved of that comforter of heart, of that Dilaram. This is the fourth Samvat. Fifth Samvat, Baba says, from where we started our Murli discussion, Baba has come to give you accumulated love of 5,000 years. Now it is his turn. This love was getting accumulated in him. You came, now he has to give all that love to you. And Baba gives it to your heart's content, dil bhar bhar ke. It is to your heart's content he gives the love. So this is the ocean of love within him. And he is giving that love to each and every child. So that is the fifth. Sixth is, Baba sees only speciality. Fifth Soman is, even if there is an obstacle, with the power of love, you overcome that obstacle. Lagan is love. With that love, you overcome all obstacles. And you are again ready for special task. And you again become special children of Bab Dada. So this is the sixth Soman. We are those special children who overcome every hurdle, every obstacle, every hindrance with the power of love. These are the six Samvats. Seventh, Baba is meeting groups. First group, New York. You are spiritual roses. So when Baba is saying, I am spiritual rose, I need to think, what should be my fragrance? How should I look? What should be the color? What should be the design? Have I really become a spiritual rose? Have I emitting out that fragrance? Am I spreading out that divine fragrance of virtues, of divine love, of God's love? Have I become such a spiritual rose? So that is the Soman Baba has given us. You are spiritual rose. I am a spiritual rose and I should behave like a spiritual rose. I am a spiritual rose. Let me have my makeup so beautiful that souls get attracted towards me, looking at the beauty. I need not to invite them. You know, when a rose is there, suppose by the side of the road, outside the village, the rose never attracts. The rose never sends invitations. People are all of us on their own get attracted. On their own accord they come to that rose. Because his smell, his fragrance, his aroma is so strong, intense, that they get mesmerized with that smell, with that fragrance. In the similar manner, I am a spiritual rose. I am the spiritual rose of the garden of Allah. Such a beautiful Soman. You can take one Soman and churn on that. You can take one Soman, go around the Naki Lake for a long walk. Just with that one Soman in mind, I am a spiritual rose of the Allah's garden. If I am a spiritual rose, what fragrance should I have? What I have to do, what I have to spread, how I should look like, what are the thorns? Am I still a thorn or have I become a rose? There is a small book, Alice in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll, where Alice reaches the Wonderland and then she goes to a garden of flowers and all those flowers are dancing. And since Alice at that point of time, because she had drunk something, she has become small. So she is also dancing with those flowers there. Those flowers and leaves and all those, everybody is dancing. At the end of the song, those flowers ask Alice, are you also a flower like us? Because she looks exactly like a flower. Because she wears those flowery clothes. So those flowers ask Alice, are you also a flower like us? She says, no, I am not a flower. So the flower says, if you are not a flower, you must be a weed. Go away from here. If you are not a flower, you must be a weed. Go away from here. And they drive her out. Such a beautiful statement. If I am not a flower, if I have not become a flower, I must be a weed. I must be a waste material in that garden. Am I like that? Am I still a weed? Unwanted? So let me become flower. First Soman, that is seventh. Next is, you are the one who has got full rights. No matter you are from different religion, no matter you are from different country, no matter you have got different beliefs. no matter you have come late, four things. But you are the one who has all the rights. You claim all the rights. You have come to reclaim your inheritance. So Baba sees you with that vision. I am the one who has got all the rights. Don't keep on whining and panting, whining and sulking that I have come late, I have come late, I have come late. No matter you have come late, but now you can take up all the inheritance. Now you can claim, reclaim all the inheritance. This Baba is saying. Baba's love is same for all the children. So this is our next 8th Soman. 9th Soman, 9th self-respect is I am flying angel. I am a flying angel. Baba is talking with Canada. I am a flying angel. I am flying. Nothing can tie me down into bondage. No bondage of this world. Nothing, absolutely nothing. I cannot get tied down by anything. I have to fly. Same destination, same path, Baba said. I cannot afford to stay here. I cannot afford to get bound to any bondages of this world. That may be anything. I cannot get bound in any relation, any worldly relationship. I cannot get bound in any vice or any desire or worldly desires or whatever. I have to fly and I have to remain flying. That is the double light stage. That is the art of ascending stage, flying stage. I am a flying angel. And the last 10th Soman is you are a hero actor. You are a hero actor of this drama. Always remember that you are a hero actor so that not a single action of yours can be ordinary and mundane. Each and every action of yours is extraordinary, unique, paradigm, epitome of divinity you are. That should typify this sublimeness, the blessedness. Anybody who looks at you with that vision. So, I am a hero actor. In that, Baba said one thing also. Do you think of yourself as a hero actor sometimes or always? Baba doesn't like the word sometimes. Always remember him. Baba also focused on remembrance. You had been remembering other souls. What happened? What stage you reached? Just check. What position you reached? What stage you came to? Just think on this. You have remembered so many other people for such a long period of time. Where you reached by remembering them? What is your position? Look at you, where you have become by remembering them. That's why it is my order now. It is my ordinance that you have to remember only me and me. That's it. This is our last Soman Baba has given in that Murli. We are the hero actors and we have to act accordingly as per his directions. So, first Soman was, we are those who are filled with zeal and enthusiasm. Constant zeal and constant enthusiasm. Second was, we are those who celebrate double meeting. Third, we are those who experience Sakar Brahma in subtle Brahma. Who experience subtle sustenance, which those people who got from Sakar, we are getting that from the subtle. That is third. Fourth, we are Dilruba. We are beloved of the comforter of the hearts. Fifth, we are those who, for whom God has accumulated all his love. He is sitting there. Come ye all that labor and I shall give the rest. Jesus has said in Bible, come ye all that labor. Why are you running away? If you are tired, if you are weary, come to me. I will give you rest. Come ye all that labor. I am ready for you. Carry me. My yoke is mild. Carry me. My yoke is mild. I am not very heavy. Please carry me. Come on, take up my cross and follow me. Come on, take up my cross and follow me. My yoke is mild. God is saying, carry me. My yoke is mild. I am not very heavy. I am very light. I am very double light rather. So, he is waiting with his love. Cumulative love. Accumulated love. Next, we are those who destroy obstacles with our power of love. Next, we are those who are spiritual roses. Next, we are those who have claimed all rights, Adhikari. We are those who are flying angels. We must learn the art of flying. One vision is to create a vision and see that you are flying in the sky, going from one place to another, going from one country to another. unrestrained, unburdened, free, unrestrained, experience that liberty of an angel. I am that angel. And I have come to this land to take everyone to that land of liberation. And last is, I am the one who is hero actor. So I have to be very, very meticulous. Pay minute attention to each and every action and each and every word of mine. So that was in short about yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.